Happy Friday, KMA Land. It's Double X Factor time, and I'm Sandy Edie Hansen. Spencer Williams and I deliver ideas and tools for personal growth in a 3-minute capsule that we hope is easy to swallow, yet makes you think a bit. Now, I'm coming up on what sometimes is referred to as a milestone birthday, and that may have contributed to my request to look into this week's topic of identity. Yet, if I'm really honest with myself, more than age, body appearance and weight has impacted my sense of identity more than any other single thing through my entire female life. Believe it or not, your body appearance and weight are not your identity. When we measure our worth or who we believe we are by this, we miss the truth of who we are and we put ourselves in jeopardy of having the inevitable in-your-face challenge of our ever-changing bodies bursting our identity bubble. Now, if I ask you to describe to me in a sentence who you are, and as you do so, you cannot list your job title, your relationship status, where you live, or your accomplishments, my bet is that it would be challenging to do, but listing off your weight would not even pop into your mind as something to list as who you are. Your weight is a behavior. It's not an identity. So my coach asked me a question. She said, if you never lost another pound, what would that mean for you? My immediate thought, it means I failed. Plain and simple. Well, that is the meaning I put on that idea. So none of the love I've shared, the compassion I've given, the contributions I've made, they mean nothing? So if I don't lose the weight, I'm a failure. Now, that seemed like a legitimate answer until she said this. What if you never lost another pound and it meant relief? Now, it took me several days of rolling that around in my mind before I could even attempt to understand the possibility of this idea. I clearly have some work to do in this area for sure. Now, Brené Brown offers up some important lessons on authenticity that I think may be helpful in clarifying our identities as they evolve. 1. You must let go of shame in order to be fully authentic. We cannot shame ourselves into authentic identity. It's about accepting all of what makes us who we are. 2. Being our authentic selves doesn't mean bearing all. Healthy vulnerability recognizes when to share and when to remain silent. 3. Boundaries support authenticity. Letting others run over you and people-pleasing doesn't make you a kind person. It makes you a resentful one. 4, we're all shooting all over ourselves. Authenticity is threatened by really two common pitfalls, perfectionism and comparison. 5 is a reminder that living as our authentic selves is key to compassion. We cannot be compassionate unless we are authentic. So, who are you without externals or appearances? Well, my opinion, you are love. You are energy. We all are. And making the choice to remember that is the key to identity. Now, Spencer and I'll be back again next week with more fun and ideas. Till then, later.